Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Israel says it is opening a way for residents to leave Gaza City in the next 2 days as it continues its attacks there. Israel says about 400,000 people have left already. Israel says it is trying to kill Hamas militants. Meanwhile, crowds of Israelis have marched through Jerusalem in protest. One protester, Professor Aviva Memuni Bloch, says the war has become pointless.
Our soldiers are going for a war that has no reason anymore. We must debate and find an end that must be through talks.
World leaders will meet for the United Nations General Assembly in coming weeks. The current president of the group, Annalena Baerbock, says there are so many crises in the world right now that countries must come together like they did at the end of the Second World War.
Yes, we are at the crossroads, a make or break moment. But this is precisely when we have to work harder. Our forebears had the humility and grace to put aside their differences and work together in 1945. We need that same principles conviction today.
United States President Donald Trump has used a visit with Britain's royal family to say the US and United Kingdom are the defenders of the English-speaking world. Mr. Trump says both countries must be proud of their shared history and be bold about their role in the world.
Together we've done more good for humanity than any two countries in all of history. Together we must defend the exceptional heritage that makes us who we are, and we must continue to stand for the values and the people of the English-speaking world, and we do indeed stand for that.
In athletics, 17-year-old Australian sprinter Gout Gout finished third in a 200-metre race. He will now compete in the semi-finals of the World Athletic Championships. Gout is the youngest man in the men's 200 meters and youngest Australian ever in the World Athletics Championships team. He says he is trying to treat this event as though it is his normal training.
I mean, you just gotta stay calm, you know, like this is what you do every day. You train, you do blocks every day, you do speed workouts every day, so it's just another training session, you know what I mean? Even though this is the biggest stage in the world, you just gotta go out there, treat it like a training session and just go out there and have some fun.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.